Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Fiat Food, Why Inflation Destroyed Our Health and How Bitcoin Fixes It, author Matthew Lasiak delves into the intricate connections between monetary policy, specifically the inflationary nature of fiat currencies, and the degradation of food quality and public health. Lasiak, leveraging his investigative background, navigates through the complex mechanisms by which the financial system's reliance on fiat money has inadvertently incentivized the production of cheap, low-quality food, contributing to a global health crisis. This book presents an innovative thesis, arguing that the instability and unpredictability brought about by fiat currencies extend far beyond the economic realm, affecting our very well-being and the essence of our daily sustenance. Through a compelling narrative, Lasiak proposes that Bitcoin, with its deflationary aspect and decentralization, offers a viable solution to mitigate these issues by promoting a more sustainable and health-focused approach to food production and consumption. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the economics of fiat money. The concept of fiat money, currency that a government declares to be legal tender but is not backed by a physical commodity, has long been a foundational aspect of the world's financial systems. The book elucidates how such currencies, particularly through practices like quantitative easing and manipulative monetary policies, lead to inflation. This inflation not only devalues money, but also distorts market signals, which in turn influences the agricultural sector. Companies are incentivized to produce high-yield, low-cost foods to maintain profitability amidst rising costs, leading to a perversion of food quality and nutritional content. Lasiak details how these economic incentives, driven by the nature of fiat money, contribute to a cycle that prioritizes quantity over quality, with significant implications for global food systems and consumer health. Secondly, degradation of food quality. Linking back to the economic incentives created by fiat currency systems, this section of the book investigates the decline in food quality and its implications for public health. Lasiak argues that the quest for cheap production methods has led to the widespread use of harmful additives, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms, GMOs, in our food supply. These compromises in food integrity are shown to correlate with an increase in health issues such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. The author thoroughly examines how economic policies influence agricultural practices, leading to environmental degradation and a reduction in the nutritional value of food products available to the consumer. Ultimately, Lasiak positions the decline in food quality as a direct consequence of inflated-driven economic policies. Thirdly, Bitcoin and decentralized finance. In contrast to fiat currencies, Bitcoin represents a decentralized form of digital currency that operates independently of conventional financial institutions and governmental monetary policies. Lasiak presents Bitcoin as a deflationary currency by nature, due to its finite supply cap of 21 million coins. This section explores how Bitcoin's inherent properties could lead to a more stable economic model, reducing the impetus for cost-cutting measures in food production that compromise quality. By encouraging decentralization, Bitcoin could foster a system where food production is less influenced by monetary inflation and more focused on sustainability and quality, potentially initiating a shift toward healthier food systems and practices. Fourthly, impact on health and environment. The implications of fiat currency on health go beyond just the consumption of low-quality food. They also encompass the environmental impact of such food production methods. This part of the book takes a comprehensive look at how the drive for efficiency and reduced costs leads to practices that harm the environment, such as excessive use of fertilizers and pesticides, deforestation, and loss of biodiversity. Lasiak highlights the interconnectedness of economic policies, food production, and environmental sustainability, arguing that the health of the planet is directly linked to the health of its inhabitants. Through Bitcoin's promotion of a more sustainable economic foundation, there is potential for a significant positive impact on environmental health, thereby supporting the overall well-being of communities worldwide. Lastly, a new paradigm for food production. The book concludes its argument by envisioning a new paradigm for food production and consumption that is anchored in the principles of Bitcoin and decentralization. Lasiak advocates for a future where food production is not solely driven by the pursuit of profit, but by the values of quality, sustainability, and accessibility. This section imagines a world where the decentralization of financial power contributes to a democratization of food systems, enabling local and sustainable practices to flourish. By adopting Bitcoin's principles, societies could see the emergence of a food system that prioritizes the health of its consumers and the planet, representing a radical shift from the current status quo, dominated by fiat-influenced corporate agribusiness. In conclusion, Matthew Lisiak's Fiat Food, Why Inflation Destroyed Our Health and How Bitcoin Fixes It, provides a thought-provoking analysis of the complex relationship between monetary policy, food production, and public health. By drawing a line from the inflationary policies of fiat currencies to the degradation of food quality and the ensuing health crises, Lisiak makes a compelling case for the potential of Bitcoin to inspire positive change in how we approach food and finance. This book is an essential read for anyone interested in the intersections of economy, health, and technology, offering valuable insights into how we might redirect our current path towards a more sustainable and health-centric future. Moreover, it appeals to a broad audience, including those invested in financial technology, public health, environmental sustainability, and anyone curious about the transformative potential of Bitcoin beyond its economic implications. Lisiak invites us to reconsider the foundation of our financial and food systems, advocating for a revolutionary shift that could fundamentally improve our health and environment. If you would like to support Matthew Lisiak, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.